other day through Cindy's very own label, Acrobat Unstable Records. But the only chart that it even scratched was in Cindy's heart, which would fall apart, 'cause it was barely attached to anything other than broken synthesizer keys, cassette tapes, and burned CDs. Cindy, Cindy, and the lo-fi lullabies ain't getting very big. In fact, her only gig was pathetic, even though she dreamed it up. In fact, it was a nightmare. The sound just wasn't right there. And when she woke up, and when she woke up, that was when Indy Cindy broke up. Indy Cindy broke up, she broke up. Not for artistic differences, she just tore her studio down, threw her equipment around in cyclonic displacement, till it looked like her basement again.